Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Having a vindictive boss is never a good thing. Having a boss that goes out of their way to destroy your personal belongings takes crazy to a whole new level. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on Office Horror Stories.
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces, office horror stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at officehorrorstories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
That it is, and 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number. Share your office horror story with us or write it in at officehorrorstories.com. Completely anonymously. Would love to hear your office horror story. Of course, press subscribe, whatever platform it is that you are listening to us on. Greatly helps us let people know that we exist by pressing subscribe. It helps us climb in those rankings. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hello.
And how's your day going?
It's good. How about you?
Here in our workplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
No office horror stories for the day?
No.
Not
no.
Strange men staring in through the windows at us?
No.
It's a little weird, you know. I don't know why they're out there, but they're staring.
There's nobody out there.
There's strange men in our deck right now. That are,
well,
they're making a deck.
Yeah.
I still consider them strange men staring in. Anyway, did you ever have that when, if you have something going on or you have a contractor around the house, do you ever forget that there's a contractor around the house or does that stay with you pretty well?
No, that stays with me pretty well.
Really?
I'm acutely aware when there's somebody in my house that doesn't normally belong there.
Sometimes I'll forget.
Yeah.
And I'll get startled. I will.
Oh.
Because you have to walk by the set of windows to get over to the kitchen. And sometimes I will, sometimes I don't even know if they're here or not,
mm-hmm.
When they're out there working on stuff. And sometimes I guess I'll think, well, they're not here yet today or they're gone for the day. And then all of a sudden like, oh my God, there's somebody right there on the porch, but there you go. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number to share your office horror stories with us. We would love to hear them. Let's go to our first one. It says, I work in a factory and I've heard some of the most mind boggling things about this guy that I work with. The stories I'm about to tell you happened before I worked there myself, but I knew this guy was something else before I'd even heard the stories myself. I'm not going to use actual names here because it would be so obvious who it's about if any coworkers listen to the episode. Today I'm writing about a guy I'll call Adrian and Vincent. Adrian and Vincent worked together before working at this factory, and Adrian has always been Vincent's boss at the factory. Adrian has been the boss of Vincent for over 15 years. And I got to tell you, Adrian is the most awful boss ever. Adrian is a huge bully for no good reason. Vincent is a sweet guy in his 50s who still lives at home with his mom. And Adrian thinks of himself as some sort of messiah. Here it goes. It's the end of the day and work is almost over. Everyone is getting ready to leave and Vincent hangs his lab coat up ready for the next day. Adrian likes to do a lot of overtime. I'm talking working from 4 a.m. to 5 p.m. when our contracted hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So this means Adrian comes in much, much earlier than Vincent. On this day, Vincent arrives at work and goes into the workshop. He knows he has a messy job to do that day, so he goes to get his lab coat, but his lab coat isn't there. He turned around and Adrian is smirking at him. Adrian shrugged at Vincent as if he didn't know what happened to the lab coat. Vincent started to walk around the machines and see that his lab coat is floating in the tank of oil that they have in the corner of the room. That's right, oil. Vincent simply said nothing because he knows that Adrian loves getting a rise out of him. So he lets it go, asks his superiors to order a new lab coat. A few months go by, seemingly just another day at work with Adrian bossing Vincent around and telling him how useless he is. It gets to the end of the day and Vincent doesn't like to wear his boss's or doesn't like to wear his work boots in the car because of the oil that they work with. So he keeps a pair of sneakers in a locker. But today he notices the keys to his locker are already in the keyhole. Vincent opens the locker and finds that his sneakers aren't there. He knows that Adrian has something to do with this. So he goes back to the workshop, finds that his sneakers are next to the tank of oil, having been clearly dipped into the oil. So they're not suitable for him to use in his car. He'd have to be, it'd be very slippery, making it dangerous. This leaves Vincent to drive home using just his feet in socks. Finally, it's a seemingly normal day. Adrian has been working for hours already when everyone else arrives at work. Some people like to keep their cell phones charging while they're at work for use on their lunch break or whatever. But that morning, everyone comes into work to find that the phone chargers that they keep at work have literally been cut in half. Yep, he went there. I'm just going to leave that one for you to process. Adrian's whatever it is that causes him to do this stupid shit drives everyone insane. Thanks.
That should be definitely handled by HR when they're destroying personal property.
Yeah, I don't know how that, I mean, even if he's the owner of the company, I would think
that. Is he the owner?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't know. But I would think that this should just never be allowed to last.
No.
Would there be such a liability? But again, it's like, well, I think sometimes people like that rely on the employees going, well, I don't want to, I can deal with this because I don't want to lose my job, you know, and losing my job would be worse than the wrath because there's no guarantee. I think that's the scary part when you have an office horror story. When you have something shitty going on at the office, you got to kind of weigh it of, well, here's how it should go. Mm-hmm. It should be rectified in some way, shape, or form. Or this could go horribly wrong. And I'm the one that's going to get turned back on me because they have some, they've been just waiting.
Yeah.
You know, and some companies do that. Some will sit there. If there's somebody that they don't like or they want to get rid of, but they don't have any sort of grounds to do so, they'll wait. Mm-hmm. They'll wait and, oh, that one's stirring the pot, you know, and mm-hmm. they'll find some way to twist this around and then try and find some sort of fault in whatever happened that person reported about somebody else, but, you know, pin it the other direction.
Sure.
So I understand that. It's, you know, I was like that at a couple places. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's better just to have the job than to raise your voice.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that? Or did you ever feel that? You ever feel that here working for me?
No. Yeah. Don't feel that here. I mean, there were times where I put up with quite a bit, but it was more so joking. It was never, you know, personal property being ruined or mm-hmm. anything. But I was the only female in a male office for a couple of different jobs. So I just kind of went with it because it was never inappropriate. It was just annoying.
Yeah.
And it was more so the guys were goofing off and some of my stuff or, you know, something I was working on would be in the crossfire.
Sure.
Was it annoying? Yes. Did I want to report it? Sometimes, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew what I was getting being the female support staff to an all-male department.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things you got to weigh it and go, how effective is HR
mm-hmm.
at dealing with these things? In a lot of cases, not very much.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who... it battles quite a bit with, he's just not really trying to stir the pot, but quite often he's in situations where he's trying to improve the workplace or improve, it's a radio job.
Mm-hmm.
And he has good ideas. It usually takes a lot of effort though to execute some of the ideas that he has. And staff, which mm-hmm. a lot of radio stations do not have much of. So they would require everyone else to be just as motivated to get on board with some things.
Sure.
You know, or the places to invest a little bit of money. And we're not talking like thousands of dollars. Usually it's something as simple as like, well, that'll be like a $50 purchase at, you know, Best Buy to get this done or whatever. And that, again, a lot of times there's no budget for any of that. So he's always hitting his head against a wall with ideas as he brings them to these stations. And eventually he gets let go many a times because they're sick of it. They're sick of the, like, just, you know, don't rock the boat. Just mm-hmm. kind of stay status quo. Mm-hmm. And I always have to say that to him is like, it's like, look, you are getting a paycheck right now. Would you like to stay in this area? Would you like to stay gainfully employed? If so, shut up.
Yeah.
Because we know your ideas are good. If you're in an environment that they were receptive to them, I'd be all about saying yes, you know, pitch them out there. But you got to play to your audience. And if your audience, that's your workplace, and they're not receptive to any ideas, and they just want to do things the way they've always done them and always will, and they know you're very disposable because there's already been 7 of you in the last 5 years mm-hmm. coming and going, they're not going to jump on board with stuff, you know, to do that, those sort of things. You just sometimes have to play, you know, play nicely, play along, play. It's not even playing by rules. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just
go with the flow,
play by the rules, and don't suggest other rules, essentially. Yeah. And it goes against a lot of creative thinking because you want to get that out there. You think it'd be a valuable thing, but.
And you would think that it would be easier to just go with the flow, knowing that if you rock the boat and you lose your job. Mm-hmm. More times than not with radio, that means you have to relocate.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, let me go to the, you know, you're working at McDonald's, let me go to Hardee's now. Right. It's like there's very few of these places in a city anymore, and they're usually owned by the same company. Mm-hmm. So, and only one of them staffs humans locally. So, yeah, it's not a, you can just jump across town anymore. And even back then, it was difficult to do such a thing. It was, get ready to go move, mm-hmm. pack everything up. Yeah, I would always cringe when I was working in radio of seeing when people would buy houses. And I ended up buying a house in radio when I knew I had an out. When I was like, okay, even if this goes bad, I have my business. So yeah. I'm good. But I waited that whole time to ever consider it because it's just, you can be doing the best job in the world. And then the station or the company's like, well, we're going to downsize. And I know we just last week were talking about how we're going to promote you. But now this week we changed our mind and you're gone completely. Mm-hmm. That happens all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. And it's like that for many industries. I mean, this was a couple of weeks ago, a good friend of mine got promoted to be the director of another radio station. And he'd just been kept climbing the ladder at this place, doing great work, very dependable. But then the company decided, we're extremely bankrupt and we have to cut more people than ever before. And gone.
Yeah.
Promoted on the week prior, next week, gone. And no one in the building, not even the management, knew this was going to happen. It's just the corporate directives.
Right.
And shit like that. Just unstable.
When you have a promotion like that in radio and then you lose your job that quickly, mm-hmm. no fault of your own.
Yeah.
Can you say, I was a whatever your last position was, even if you only had it for a week?
I think it really just kind of depends if, because sometimes with radio, honestly, you end up playing the role for a long time and then they're finally like, fine, here's the title and, you uh-huh. know, an extra Subway gift card a year, you know, yeah. for compensation. And then for a while, it was always just like, here's the extra title. Doesn't that sound exciting with mm-hmm. little to no extra compensation? So I suppose just, I think depends how well you knew the job.
Sure.
If you could put that on a resume or not.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it as long as you can, you know, somebody asks you about the job and you could say, yes, I know how to do this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, adventures in radio. 833-HATE-JOB, 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number to share your office horror stories with us. Next letter, it says, sometimes a little public shaming goes a long way. I was at the deli counter with my kids getting some lunch meat. And there were two employees working, two slicing machines, but the plastic was draped over one of them. There was one other customer waiting after me, a big bear of a man. And since there was only one machine working, and since I was getting a few things, they worked together on just my order. One would slice while the other would get my next item, prep it, out the other one away, etc. They casually explained to me and bear man that since the machine was down, this was the fastest way to get through the order. Made sense. Except for this douche obviously wasn't listening. When he noticed that they were both working on my order, he started asking if he can get service loudly and rudely. You know, those self-pitying, passive-aggressive types of outbursts. Be great if I could get help, too. I wonder if anyone would help me. Okay, that was supposed to say in that same voice, too. Wonder if anyone would help me. kind of stuff. Dumb. The employee started to remind him of what they just said before, but he didn't have it. He starts yelling at them, calling them all sorts of names, not giving them a moment to speak, and saying that they had the worst customer service he'd ever seen in any store, all very loudly. It got the attention of anyone standing in that section. Not okay with me or any normal person. So I give it right back. I'm a public speaker and lifelong musician and performer, so I can get loud too. I said, hey, everyone, look at this asshole. Wow, can you believe how rude this guy is? Are the next things out of my mouth. Douche Bear looks very confused. Maybe people don't talk back to him normally or something. And I just keep going. I've never, ever seen such a baby of a customer who doesn't know how to act in public or something like that. At that point, I decided to just keep going until he left. It didn't take much longer for him to get so embarrassed that he just walked away. The two employees were a little shocked, and I can tell a little nervous after what just happened. I mentioned that I understood their customer service prevented them from calling this guy out, but I didn't work for the store, and I had no problem doing it myself. They thanked me, and we all moved on with our day. There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way you hope people would be in general, you know?
I think sometimes you just got to do it.
Just stick up for what's right.
Yeah. And I would be a little nervous that the store would like, I guess I'd be kind of afraid of the repercussions on me where the store's going to be like, oh, you need to leave now, sir, even though you're trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just got to risk it. And
oh, but those two people behind the counter, they knew.
They got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that, the whole, oh, it'd be nice if I could get some service here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know some people like that.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Yeah. That's all we can say.
I don't think they listen to this show.
I don't know.
I don't know. You never know. But yeah, what is that? Is that just, is it like a learned behavior of like, did they see somebody doing this as a child and then they start, this is how it works. This is how you handle these situations. And
I don't know what it is. I would be so uncomfortable in my own skin to do that. Yeah. I would, you know, I don't know. It's almost like a subservient thing, you know, mm-hmm. to the person that you're trying to get to help you. I just don't do that.
Yeah. It doesn't usually ever work well. Mm-mm. I always, especially at restaurants, I'm afraid of, okay, what are they going to do to my food now? You know?
Well, I just look at it from the, is this an asshole thing to do? I'm not going to do it if it is, you know?
Just run it through the asshole filter. Mm-hmm. And if the answer is yes, you just don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number here at Office Horror Stories. This is a fun one. It's a list of the best ways that people quit their jobs. And a lot of it is screenshotted things. So I will read them to you. Letters that have been left. And this one, someone who came across an email at work that wasn't meant for them, but it was essentially, you know, kind of crossed wires. And anyway, it says, I saw your email. Don't worry. I'm not mad. I can see why you would think I'm inconsistent and not much of a team player. I mean, that time I covered for your girlfriend when she had an emergency, totally selfish of me. And let's not forget the fact that I only called out sick 2 times in the past 4 years. How inconsistent of me. So yeah, I get it. I'm sorry you feel that way, but that's life, eh? I'm sure the store will be much better off without me. Good luck with everything. Sincerely. And then, P.S., I'm not coming in tomorrow because fuck you.
I like that.
I like that. That's just right to the point. And how many times have you ever had that where you come across a memo or an email or something where it's like, I'm not supposed to read this. And you're being misrepresented.
I was misrepresented in an email that was not meant for me, did not come to me directly, but somebody that I worked with saw and knew that it was bullshit and forwarded it to me.
Okay.
And it was a previous supervisor, and he completely threw me under the bus on an order that was placed where he signed off on it. Mm-hmm. And the order was wrong. So he was trying to make it look like it was my fault that we had all this, you know, thousands of dollars of extra product. Uh-huh. All I did was order it. I didn't say how much.
Sure.
So Anyway, so a coworker of mine said, yeah, he's trying to throw you under the bus. So here's the proof. And I hung on to that.
Yeah. Did you ever find a way to rectify? Did you ever get to the source of who was supposed to read that email and say, by the way, here's what really happened?
The person that received the email was who was supposed to have received it, but she knew it was bullshit.
Okay.
So that's why she sent it to me. And I...
Oh, she's the one who... The person who received it is the one who even pointed it out to you going, yes, this is bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't like someone else along the chain.
No, okay. No. It was directly from my supervisor to this other department about purchasing this product.
Okay.
And they were trying to figure out, you know, why is this large order placed and, you know, where are your funds to cover it and all that. And then he realized, oh, he screwed up, but he tried to pin it on me. So I rectified the situation because I immediately applied for a different apartment.
Yeah.
And it worked.
One of my favorite things that happens in workplaces is the people not understanding reply all. or what blind carbon copies are, or just CC that there's other people sometimes on emails. And then where it's like this massive amount of people on an email chain that most of them don't even need to be on it. Mm-hmm. And then somehow like someone will bring up something about somebody that they don't realize is on this email chain that keeps going. That's a great way for that to get screwed up. I mean, and that I think we probably saw a little more, I'm sure it still goes on, but I think it may have been a little more frequent 15, 20 years ago when, you know, email was still kind of an innovative thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, ooh, this is new. How do we communicate now with this without, you know, totally screwing this up? Here's one. It's a sign that was put on a counter at a workplace. It says, I was attacked at work by a drunk employee and my boss won't fire him because he's too lazy to work the open shift. So I quit. Someone will probably be with you shortly. Have a swell day. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
It looks like a tech person did this. It's an IT person, and they created their own error message to pop up on something. It says, the designer you treat like shit has quit unexpectedly. Your company and other employees are not affected. Click renegotiate to discuss terms for a new contract. Click HR to find out how badly you fucked up. And then it says, ignore HR or renegotiate. I love that. That's great. These are fun. 833-HATE-JOB is our number. 833-HATE-JOB to share your office horror stories with us. Here's someone who wrote on the cake. I don't think I can read the cake because it's icing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to read. Here's a Russian TV anchor quit her position at a station in a very similar way by not only revealing her distaste for the Russian-owned network, but also their clear Putin-leaning slant on the news. This was on RT. See if I can pull up the audio on this. I don't know if it's RT America, because there's an RT America.
Last night, RT made international headlines when one of our anchors went on the record and said Russian intervention in Crimea is wrong. And indeed, as a reporter on this network, I face many ethical and moral challenges, especially me personally, coming from a family whose my grandparents came here as refugees during the Hungarian Revolution, ironically to escape the Soviet forces. I have family on the opposite side, on my mother's side, that sees the daily grind of poverty. And I'm very lucky to have grown up here in the United States. I'm the daughter of a veteran. My partner is a physician at a military base where he sees every day the firsthand accounts of the ultimate prices that people pay for this country. And that is why personally, I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why after this newscast, I'm resigning.
There you go.
Okay.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
And your job. You don't see that too often where the anchor gets or quits on the air. More people should do that. It's just a great way to go. And then it goes
Shepard
viral.
Shepard Smith did that.
Did he He did do it on the air, didn't he? Live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That has happened. Yeah. I love that. That's just fun to watch. 833-HATE-JOB. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number. And now,
overdramatic review.
Let's go to our overdramatic review today. It's a restaurant. My husband eats here all the time. You would think they would have been a little more sympathetic to a regular customer. Not. We placed a to-go order. We ordered blackened catfish, twice baked potato, the side salad, kids' chicken tenders, which come with fries, and blackened redfish. When my husband gets to the house, he notices that my side salad is not in the bag, and the fries for the kids' platter are missing. We call the restaurant to tell them, and instead of apologizing, they tell us that we ordered macaroni and cheese for the kids' platter. We did not order macaroni and cheese, and I do not know where they got that information. We told them that we ordered fries, and the lady then proceeded to tell us that she had three people witness her give us the macaroni and cheese in the bag. I don't know if they confused us with another customer, but even if we did order macaroni and cheese, there was not any macaroni and cheese in the bag. Our kids' chicken strip platter only had the chicken in the bag. They didn't give us a side at all. At this point, we were appalled that they were insulting us and insinuating that we were lying about the macaroni and cheese. We told them we'd have brought back the macaroni and cheese if there was someone to bring it back to, but they never gave us anyone. They never said anyone was there. They said that they saw our salad still sitting by the to-go window. We didn't go back to get it because we didn't trust that it didn't get tampered with after going back and forth with the person on the phone. We'll never go back to this place. There are other good places to eat in town with much better customer service.
Overdramatic review.
Okay.
Always sucks when you get the fries missing.
No mac and cheese.
No mac and cheese. It's a sad thing. Mm-hmm. It is frustrating when you get the wrong order.
Yeah.
And the wrong food. Have you ever, what's been like the worst order screw up that you've ever experienced? Do you have any moments like that? Anything that stands out? Do you keep track of this?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm pretty picky, so I am emphatic when I order a burger. I want nothing on it but meat and bread.
That's, yeah.
And that's pretty hard to screw up, except McDonald's will do it about half the time.
Yeah.
But I don't go to McDonald's that often. But anyway, I don't have a lot of food screw up stories.
It's good.
So there. Sorry.
You're fortunate on that. I'm trying to think. I have it sometimes where if I order something, it's usually my own fault because I'm thinking what I'm ordering. And this happens most frequently when I order to-go Chinese food. Because
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, what was that I had that one time? And then I'll think I'm ordering that same thing and then I'll get it home. And it's like, that's nothing like what I had before.
But it's not your
fault. No.
Their fault. It's me. Your fault.
It's yeah. me not knowing what I was ordering correctly. So, yeah, that happens semi-frequently with that. But, yeah, for the most part, I don't think I have any major horror stories on it. Let's go to this. I know. I have one. I have one. This was really disappointing. It was we were in Nashville mm-hmm. last time. And I had really wanted Nashville hot chicken. And
yeah, this was sad.
And we were in Nashville for just one night. We're just kind of passing through, really. And earlier in the day, we were going to go to a restaurant that was well known for it, but the wait was really long and we had the kids and everybody was hungry. So it was like, well, let's just skip it and we'll go to some other place. We went to some other place, but it was later in the evening. I was kind of hungry and I was like, well, we're still in Nashville. I'm like, wonder if anybody delivers, you know? So right. I look it up, find the same place that we wanted to go to. They are like, one of the delivery services brings their stuff. So I was like, oh, great. I can get the chicken I want. So I place the order, all excited to get the Nashville hot chicken. Comes to the room. It's just fried chicken. There's no Nashville hot on it, which is a whole damn point.
You looked like you were going to cry that night.
I went to the bathroom and I cried.
You looked like you were going to. You were so disappointed. You know, and Harp's munching away. Oh, this is really good chicken. You know, she's trying to be positive.
Yeah, it wasn't bad chicken.
No.
It just wasn't. You want the Nashville hot. Now, if that's what you ordered.
The thing was, though, you did like Grubhub. And it was like 9 o'clock at night and the restaurant had closed by the time you were enjoying your not Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah.
So there was no getting more.
Yeah, there was no rectifying the situation. No. Or getting Nashville chicken for breakfast as we were driving out of town.
No.
I have found, honestly, and we have eaten at a couple places in Nashville, and there's a one that has, what was the one that we had that was really good? Do you remember what it's called? I don't
know. No, I don't remember what it's called. It's one of the more famous ones.
But other places that outside of Nashville, sometimes you'll see a restaurant that's like, oh, we have Nashville hot chicken. The only one I've ever gone to outside of Nashville that actually I like it quite a bit is the KFC Nashville hot chicken. I could live on that stuff.
Yeah.
It's delicious and I'd probably die shortly thereafter, but it's delicious chicken. Mm-hmm. I love it. I don't know. I like spicy. That there's hot sauces. There's Cajun. There's Creole. There's Spanish. There's Mexican. All that different types of different versions of hot. Mm-hmm. Thai. It was really, and if you're like spicy, you probably like all of it. And there's only so much out there that you know you've tried it. When the Nashville hot stuff came out, it was like, this is a whole new cuisine. it just had a whole different hot profile mm-hmm. that made it so good. So anyway, that's me talking about spicy food. And that's going to also wrap up today's episode of Office Horror Stories. Give us a review there on Apple Podcasts and shoot me a screenshot of it. Send it to tony@officehorrorstories.com. You'll be entered to win our Employee of the Month contest and a $100 gift card. Just leave that review and then send the screenshot and you will be entered. Pick one winner a month. Follow us on social media. I'm at Tony Bruschi on Instagram. Jenny is at Jenny Bruschi on Instagram. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Office Horror Stories.